The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Lamed Bet. Now we begin the next Perek, Perek Shedishi, starting from the new Mishnah, Sholeya Get Le'ishto. Look, there's a guy sending a get to his wife. Vehigiya b'shaliyah. He's sending a get through a shaliyah. But the guy changed his mind. So he reached the shaliyah to tell him, pass. Or sheshalach acharav shaliyah. Or he sent the shaliyah to catch up with the shaliyah that he sent. Ve'amar lo get shenatati lecha batelu. The get that I sent you is nullified. Hareze batel. Or is another option. Kidem etzel ishto. He ran to his wife before the shaliach got there. Or sheshilach etz shaliach. Or he sent the shaliach to his wife before the first shaliach got there. Ve'amar la get sheshilachti lecha. Lach, the get that I sent to you, batel. Hare ze batel. Good, it's batel because he beat the shaliach. Imeshigia get liyada. Shuv eno yachol lebatelo. But once the get gets to the lady's hands, too late. He cannot mevatel it. Now, Barishona ya ose betin mimakom acher umbatelo. Initially, you didn't even have to go catch the shaliyah. It was enough for the husband where he was to take three men in front of a betin and say, that shaliyah that's on his way to deliver the get, nullified. So long as you nullified the shaliyah in front of a betin, it was considered nullified. That was the initial law, but they changed it. What happened? Hitkin Rabban Gamliel Zakin Shelo Yu Osin Kim Mipne Tikkun Ha'olam. What does it mean, Tikkun Ha'olam? Well, obviously, the guy, husband, he nullified the shaliyah in front of the betin. The shaliyah doesn't know about it, but he went to deliver the get. The lady now gets the get that's nullified. She doesn't know it's nullified. What does she end up doing? She gets married. She's Ishit Ish. The rabbi said, we got to nullify this takana over here. No more nullifying an agent in front of a betin. You got to do it either by sending another shaliyah or going yourself and being mevatel. Now, the Gemara over here begins. Higi'o lo ketani. It says, he sent the get to his wife, vihigiya. Now the word yigiyah sounds like he caught up with the shaliyah. It sounds like by mistake. If the Mishnah would have said higi'o sounds like he was running after him and caught him. Ela higiyah. Higiyah means he happened to be going on his way and bumped into the shaliyah. Higiyah sounds like afilu mimela. Look at Rashi's language. Higi'o avimato shiradaf aharav. When it says higi'o, sounds like he caught up to him because he was chasing him. However, the other word that the Mishnah uses is what? Higiya, as she says, afilu memela, shenishtasha bederech, the shell was slow getting there. Vayalo lezeh derech lesham, and the husband was anyway going in that direction. Vera'au vafilu aki batel, and he saw him, even so it's batel, even if he met him by mistake, by chance. So the Gemara says, "Ve'lo amrina netzeore odecha mechaven," because she could argue that when he didn't intend to go see him, he just ran into him. Maybe he's just trying to mitzayir his wife. Maybe he's just trying to. He doesn't really mean it. That she says, "Ve'lo amrina en bedato lebatelo." Maybe he doesn't really mean to batel the get. He just wants to delay it, 1 or 2 months. She if he really wanted to be batel again, he would have ran himself. The fact that he just bumped in could be it's not really a bitul. And therefore what? If the shaliach would give the get, a month later, the get would be good. That's why the Mishnah says we don't say that, even if he met him by mistake. And he happened to bump into him, and he told him, listen, the get I'm giving you is batel, it is batel. And we don't say he's just trying to cause pain to his wife to delay it. Comes the Gemara and says, or sheshalach acharav shaliach, or he sent a shaliach. Not only did he chase after the guy, first case, he sent the shaliach. What do you need that case for? What would the tradition in that case? Mao de tema lo alima shaliach ote de batram shaliach ote de kamad de le batle kamash malan. You might have thought the second shaliach does not have stronger power than the first shaliach to mevatel. Kamash malan he does. Now, why would I think that? Why shouldn't the second shaliach mevatel the first? Why would I think that the second doesn't have more power than the first? Again, you got the case? He sent the shaliach to go mevatel his first shaliach. What's the hadush? Kamash says, you might have thought, you don't listen to the second shaliach. Why should I listen to him? So the Mephashim say sevara like this. How did he appoint the shaliach, this husband? Through dibur. Right? He appointed him. You go dibur. Now, you might have thought that en dibur mevatel dibur, which means you appointed the shaliach with your dibur, right? Maybe the second shaliach cannot mevatel the dibur of the husband. Kamash ma'alan, that since the husband is sending him, that his dibur also can mevatel the original dibur that he gave the first shaliach. Comes the Gemara continues. Kadam uetzel ishto, lamali. He got his wife. What do you need that case for? Maudetema ki lo amir l'tse'ura kamechaven. When do you say that he's not intending to cause his wife just anguish that he means to get? Hanimid l'shaliach. That's when he sends the shaliach. When he's mevatel the shaliach. Aval ledida. When he gets to the woman herself, vaday l'tse'ura kamechaven. Maybe for sure he wants to anguish his wife, which is when he's been telling the shaliach, hey, he doesn't want to get divorced. But when he himself goes to the wife in front of her and says, oh, the get, it's not going to happen. What is he intending to do, maybe? He wants to pain her. He wants to drag her on for a little longer. Maybe there you say that he really doesn't mean to mevatel, he's just trying to pain his wife. Kamash ma'lan? No. When he tells his wife, even to her face, the get is not a get, he really means it. He's not doing it merely to pain her. Or he sent a messenger to her to tell her it's batel. What do you need that case for? Now the tema, ihu hu delotarach adata l'seura, which means he's not going to go away to his wife if he doesn't mean to mevatel again. Just to needle his wife, he's not going to matriach himself to go there and tell her that it's not a get and just to mitzaira. Aval shaliach lo echpat le, he don't care. Let's send the shaliach to needle his wife. It doesn't cost him anything. Ki tarach vaday litzora kamechavin, right? Because it doesn't cost him anything to send the shaliach. So for sure he's sending this there to mitzaira's wife. Well, I'm not giving you the get, but he really is just trying to stall it, right? Kamashvan, even when he sends his shaliach to the wife, it is a get. So therefore, each case is not a get. I mean, it's not a get. He's mevatel. Which is, in each case of the Mishnah, let's review. All the cases have a common denominator. The get is mevutal. Whether he catches the shaliach, even nonchalantly, even without intent, or he sends another shaliach to nullify him, even though it was not his dibur directly, even if he's the one that goes to the wife, and we don't say he's having kavanah to mitzair, and even if the shaliach was sent, where there's a bigger sevarah to say, where he didn't toil, maybe it's kavanah that said, kamash on all the cases, the get is indeed batel in all cases. Comes the Gemara and says, im mishiyagi giya get liyada, enu yachol lebatelo. Now the Gemara says, once the get gets to her hand, too late, you cannot mevatel it.
Pshita.
Pshita, of course. She got the get already. What do you mean? Well, I would think that she can mevatel it. Lo tzericha, the case is talking about the mehader alem me'ikara lebatule. He's running after her in order to mevatel the get. I would have thought Iglai Miltal Mafreya de Bitule Batle. I would have thought that maybe retroactively the get is Batel. Kamash Ma'lan, no. What's the case? We're going to learn later on. There's a Shita of Rava. Rava holds that really it's enough for a husband to have what's called Gilui Da'at, to express a da'at that he wants to mevatil the get, and the get is batil. Technically, according to Rava, if the get, let's say, on the way was getting to the wife, and the guy over here screaming, batil, batil, I don't want the get, as long as he shows his da'at, that already should be enough, according to Rava, to say the get is batil. However, over here, what's the case? The case over here, Tosfot explains, is the shaliach on the way to deliver the get. Okay? As that's happening, the husband's running. Now, we don't know at this point why he's running. We don't know if he's running to push the shaliach, go faster, or is he running to mevatel. It's not clear, it's not evident to us. Look at the way Tosafot explains that. Look at Tosafot, ma'u de tema. Verava de amar le kaman, de gilui da'ta begita miltai. That it's enough for the husband just to migalez that he doesn't want to give the get. Hainu shenoda kodim shi gia get liada. That's all you're talking about before the get gets ta'ed. Aval im lo noda oto gilui da'ta ad ahar she gia liada. But if you only realize that after the get gets to her hand, lav kilumu. And that's the case over here, which means in this case over here, you're right, before the get got to head, the guy's running. But we don't know what he's running for. Therefore, now she gets the get. So you want to say, maybe retroactively, when you find out that the guy was saying, yeah, what do you think I was running? I was running to mevatel it. We say, sorry, it's got to be evident at the time that you're running. Because if it's not evident, Tosfot calls that is devarim shebalev enam devarim. So let's review exactly what just took place in this case over here. The husband sent the shaliach, right? So he says, he got to his wife. The get got to the wife. What does the Gemara say? Mishnah say, oh, once he gets to his wife, game over. Cannot mevatel. Peshita. You would have thought that since he was running, right? Now you know the get got to his wife retroactively. I said, but you saw he was running. Therefore you see what he was a gilui da'at over here. He was trying to mevatel it. I say, you're right. Normally, a gilui da'at works when it is an explicit gilui da'at. But in this case, when he was running, we didn't know why he was running. Therefore, it's considered devarim shebalev, enam devarim, and therefore, kamash ma'lan, the get is a get.
Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a baraita. Batelhu. Person tells the shaliach that the get that I gave you is batel, is nullified. E.F. Shibo, I don't want it. Devarav kayamim. So his words are kayam, which means these type of words are considered legitimate in order to nullify a get. Because basically what he's saying is, from here on in, the get has no validity. However, pasulhu, but if he comes along and says, the get that I gave you is pasul, eno get, or it's not a get, lo amar kelum. He didn't say anything. That she says, lo amar kelum. Actually, let's go a couple of before that. Batelu, mashma batel yehe. It'll be no good. Which is fine, because he gave the shaliach a good get. He's just coming to say, from here on in, the get is nullified. Next Rashi, pasulu. Lo mashma de'iyu mevatel le'ela motzi alav shem pasul. It sounds like from that language that he's not nullifying the messenger, but he's saying something about the get itself, that the get is pasul, and that's not so. That she says, lo amar kelum, vezachaba al korcho, which means, in this case over here, oh, actually, that's coming up, that Nashi. Let's wait for that Nashi. That's on the next piece. So it comes in Emara and says, lememra de batel, lishna de liftil mashma. Are you telling me when you say the word batel, that's a future language? That batel means that yevatel, that it should be nullified? Ve'amar rabba bar ivo, amar rab sheshat, ve'amnila amar rabba bar abu. Mekabel matana. A guy's on the receiving end of a matana, of a gift. She'amar le'acher or le'achar shebat matana liyado. After the gift came to his hand, he received the gift, he says, matana zu mevutelet. Right? He says, this gift over here is mevutal. He's trying to say, I don't want to accept the gift. Mevutelet. Or he says another terminology. Let's get the right words here. Mevutelet hi. That's the Hagot Habah. Or tibatel. Right? It should be nullified by receiving of it. Ef shiba. Or I don't want it. Lo amar kelum. He did not say anything. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo amar kelum vezakaba al korho. The receiver receives the gift even against his will. Now, what's the nafkamina? So he received the gift. So Rashi tells us a tremendous nafkamina. Vim yeshlo ba'al chov. If let's say somebody is owed money, which means he owes somebody money now, that guy who's owed the money can come and take the gift out of that receiver. Because bottom line, it's considered his now. Gove ota bishvilo. Lefi shekol ha-leshonot halalu lashon atiden. Because all these languages that he just used are future languages. Ve'o'il ve'kibla enu yachol la'azor bo. He can't receive it and then say, I'm not going to receive it. What do you mean? He just received it. All the languages that he used, the receiver of the matana, do not work because they're future terminologies. Oh, so comes the Gemara and continues, betelahi. If he says the language betela, ena matana, or he says the word, it is not a gift, those are past languages, devarav kayamim. So then his words are words. So what do you see from over here? That the word batel, or betela is past tense. But by get, we said, when he's mevatel the shalah, that is future tense. So make up your mind. Alma batel mi'ikara mashma. Which means, by a gift, in order to make this case make sense, the receiver of the gift, right? He has to say, I never intended to receive it. Batel or betela. Betela is a past tense. You can't say future in that case, because future means future. You accepted it already. I mean, the future you don't want to accept. You accepted it already. And you have to say, Ikara. But by the get case, you said that when he comes and tells the shaliyah, get shenatati lecha batelu. Batelu means what? He was telling him, not that the get itself was batel initially, because that's not so. Then he's telling him, from here on in, it's batel. You're not an appointee. So make up your mind. How do you judge the word batel? Is it a forward word? Is it a future word? Or is it a past word? Have a stira between the get and the matana. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye. Let's just read the Rashi over here. Betelahi. Mashma betela haita. That's by the matana. It was batel. Mekodem shekibalti. Now, hoda'at ba'al din kemea edim damen. And she just gives us the mechanics how this works. When the Baal Din, when the person himself that's receiving the gift, he's the Baal Din over here, when he comes along and says, I don't want it, so you believe him. He's like 100 witnesses. He's telling you, I was not zochebo. And then the gift goes back to the giver. Okay? He gives a Rashi, he gives an example on Daf Mem. Katavti venatati sade pelonit leploni. Guy comes to bed and he says, I rode over a field to so-and-so. V'omer lo katav v'natan li. The receiver says, I never got it. Hoda'at ba'al din kemea edim. So that already is me more than saying, I never got the item. V'hai named abad betelaita mikodem lechen ne'eman. Which means he's believed. He's coming and saying, you're telling me that I received the item? I'm the Baal Din over. I'm telling you, I never received the gift over there. So therefore, he's believed. Anyway, the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Abaye, batel shete leshonot mashma. It can go either way. Mashma de batel, that's past tense by matana, umashma de liftil. Right? It's mashma also future. Gabe get, by get, lishna de mehanebe. You use the word that is effective by it. Ka'amar, which is the future. Kabe matana lishna de mehane ba ka'amar. And by matana, you also use the word that has affected, which is past tense. Rashi says, shte lishonot ma'asra vikeva, da hakiyu stamad de milta. Kita'in inish milta de mehane ba matakat. When a guy uses a word, he's going to use the word and its connotation that's effective in each situation. It's like we said, bottom line, can go either way. Amar abaye, nektinan. Halakha, shaliyah matana, a shaliyah that is delivering a matana, hareu ki shaliyah hagit. He's like a shaliyah that is delivering a git. Nafkamina for what? Nafkamina leholech lav kischi dame. That when we tell a person, holech, bring the, give the gift to such a person, this opinion is holding that the word holech, right, go and walk the gift or bring the gift to that person, is not as if the owner said, I want you to be zoche. Normally we have a law, zochina adam shelo befanav. So therefore, technically, once the receiver of the gift gets the gift, he can be zoche for the person that's supposed to get it. The shaliyah that's bringing the gift, since it's a zechut for the person to receive a gift, so he can be zoche, mitam zochina adam shelo befanav. But Abaye is holding that just like by a get, it's not a get till it gets to our hands, but the shaliyah is not zocheh, so to buy a matana, even though it's a zechut, when he says holech, holech lav kischi, and therefore he can retract. That's the nafkamina. Therefore the sender of the gift, if you said it's zechi nadam shalvanav, it's done. Once the shaliyah gets it, it's by the other guy. He cannot retract. But Shaykh, if you say holech is lav kischi, it's like a get. Just like a get, we said he can retract till it gets there. So by matana also he can retract till it gets there. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, nafkamina, fourth line, leholech lav kischi, dami vafagav de matana zechutu. Even though it's normally a zechut, matzeh lemehedar de holech lav kischi, dami. Now when you tell a person holech, it is not considered like you're telling him to be zuche. Next case. Ravina, ashkechel Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak. Ravina found Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak de tale vekae be'evra de dasha. He was standing by the threshold of the door. Vekamebayale, he asked him, batel mahu. He asked him, what if a person tells the shaliach just the words batel? Now, he didn't say the words batel hu. Right? Now we're narrowing it down. Batel hu, we say, can go either way. Right, depending if you're talking in a matana or you're talking in a gift. So that she says, "Im amar batel velo amar hu, mau l'shavar mashma ve'en bedvarav klum." Is it past tense? And if we didn't say anything by a gift, kivan velo amar hu, or dilma velo name bet l'shonot mashma. What do you say? The who is not a factor. Doesn't matter. It's still mashma two tenses, and depending on the context that you use it in, to be okay. Gemara says such a question, tiku. So it's really a big she'ela. Kamara leaves it in the tikkur. The who could make the difference? Amar Rav Sheshat ve'amri la b'matnita tana. We learned to the bright. Get ze lo yo'il. Again, this get will not be effective. Lo yatir. It will not make you permissible. Lo ya'aziv. Right? It will not cause you to separate. Lo yishalayah. It will not send you. Velo yigaresh, it will not have the ability to divorce. Yehe cheres, it will be pottery. Yehe kacheres, it'll be like pottery. Devarav kayamim. Why? Because all these lishonot are future. He's not saying the get I gave you was garbage. He's saying, listen, this shalichut. He's telling the shaliach. Going forward, it's no good anymore. So that's a way of mivatailing the shalichut. However, if he comes along and says, eno mo'il, if he says, the get has no effectiveness, or eno matir, it does not make permissible, eno ma'aziv, it does not cause a separation, eno mishalayach, it does not send, eno megaresh, it does not divorce, cheresu, it is cheres, kicheresu, it is like cheres, lo amar kilum, he said nothing. Again, because you're saying, now it's not so. The get has effectiveness, it's just that you want to mivatir the shilichut. So when you come along and say, the get is nothing, the get is a zero, the get is that's not a true statement. Therefore, it does not mivatir the shilichut. Rashi, eno mo'il, Mashma du enum mibatelo. From that language, it says like he's not being mevatel the shlichut. Ela me'id bo. It says like he's testifying shu pasul. It's like you're just saying something about the get. Vehu lo hazina be pasul. Which means we don't see a psul in the get. Adravit kei b'chotamav. Let them validate the get. So it's kosher. So therefore, you have to say a language where you say from here on in I'm mevatel. What are you mevateling from here on in? The shlichut. But if you come along and say a language that's masmi, you say the get is no good. That's not a true statement. Therefore, it's not mevatel the shlichut.
But why does it work in the future? Gets the get. What in the case before? Why does that work? What
would you say? In the future case, right? Because I'm telling the shaliach from here on in, don't give the get. Yeah, that's basically what he's telling him, what he's saying.
The get is still legitimate.
Sure, the get, the shaliach we're going to see, could use the get again. That's the Gemara's next question. Could use the get a second time. But the point is, in the future, when you tell the guys, the get I gave you is a good get, but from now on, I don't want you to deliver it. I don't want you to be the delivery boy. Ibailu. Harehu heres. Mahu. If he comes along and tells the shaliach, harehu heres, that she says, is that lehaba or leshaavar? Because till now we said yeheh heres. Yeheh is future. But if he says harehu heres, it's pottery. Is that considered future or not? Amar li Rav Elazar Ravacha b'rid Rava, v'amri la Ravacha b'rid Rava, Rav Asher, ma'ishena me'arehu hekdesh, harehu hefker. Oh, when a person comes along and he wants to make something ownerless, he says harehu hefker. That's a future. I want to make it from now on and then going forward. Or he goes to an animal. Harehu hekdesh. That's also future. So you see, harehu heres could be a future terminology. Now the Gemara's question. Chozeru megareshpo, eno chozeru megareshpo. Good. He used these terminologies, right? Future terminology. Could he reuse the get? Does it do something to the get, or is it just affecting the shlichut? Right? That's the she'ela over here. Look at Rashi. Chozeru megareshpo. Im nimlacha ba'ala zo megaresh beget shebitlo. After he's mevatel the get, can he reuse it? Or eno chozeru megaresh. Mi amrinam batel gita. Do you say the get is batil v'avile kahaspa or the mashlichuta de shaliach or the batil le'adda darumas v'shliach aval gita lo batil? Really, the question is the mechanics. Are you mevatelling the get or you mevatelling the shaliach? If you're mevatelling the shaliach, but the get's intact, reappoint them and it's okay. Or are you're taking away the effect of the get itself? That get is batil. Then you got to write a new get. So comes the Gemara and says, מחלוקת. רב נחמן אמר חוזר ומגרש בו, ורב ששת אמר אינו חוזר ומגרש בו. ולחטא כבטא דרב נחמן. הדרכה follows רב נחמן, that's what חוזר ומגרש בו. So it says like you're mevatelling the שליחות, but the get remains effective. If you just appoint the שליח again, you can use the same get. איני דגמר as a contradiction. והקיימלן, הלחטא כבטא דרב יוחנן. We follow Rabbi Yochanan, De'amar, Chozeret. That's in a case where a man gives a lady Kesef Kiddushin. Okay? And he tells her that what? He says, Hitkadshili b'ma'ot alalu lachar 30 yom. But I want you to be mekudash to me after 30, and she receives the money. And then, within 30 days, she comes along and she says, Batel, I don't accept. So we understand at this point over here, that what? She's mevateling the money, and still it says, similarly, she's mevateling the money, similarly over there, when he comes along and it is mevatel, he's mevateling the get. Just like the lady that received the money. She comes along and says, I don't accept. So if this money is ineffective, similarly by a get, where the Baal says, you are, but it is batel, so what is he saying? The get is ineffective. So that's a question on Rav Nachman. Gemara says, Hachi Ashta? Says, come on, is that a fair analogy? Hatam dibur v'diburu. There it's one verbal nullifying another verbal. Ate dibur v'batel dibur. Which means, initially she said, she's going to receive it. And now she changes her mind and says, I'm not going to receive it. Good. So one word can mevatel another word. Here also, what are you mevatelling? Your words that you appointed the shaliach. Yeah? How do you point to Shaliyah? What verbally? Tell them, deliver the get. And I come along and says, you know what? Don't deliver the get. Gita gufe mika batil? But he's not telling the get itself, the get, the way he's mamashut. That is something that is, there's a star there. He didn't even tell the get, which is your analogy that you're coming along, in that case of the Kiddushin, the money is not batil. I mean, if you say it clearer, can the husband use that money again for a Kiddushin? Of course, the money remains the money. All the lady was doing was mevateling dibur. Dibur can mevatel a dibur. Similarly by get. His dibur of appointment of a shaliach can mevatel the appointment of the appointment by dibur mevatel dibur. But the get itself, that's mamashut. That you're not being mevatel. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, dibur v'diburu. Mitihila haita mitkadeshit al yedea dibur. She retrasta bekedushin. Initially, when she received the money, it was her verbal acceptance. Ate dibur shel hazara, so her retraction, umevatel dibur, right? Her verbal retraction can mevatel dibur. Umiyu, hamaot lo batlu. The monies did not become batel. She im hazar vekedsha be medata mekudesh. She'll take the money again and give it out of kedushin. The hacha, but here by the get case. Nehi, the hai, the amar batel ule shalia on the batle. All he's been telling is his verbal appointment of the shalia. Shelo yesh shelo holi garsha. Begetze. The ate dibur mevatel dibur. But get shu be'ayin. Eno nefsal. Exactly. The get that's be'ayin, he is not being posel. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.